Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is presented by Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's the host of PRN at the Track, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Rockfish Speedway winner Wesley Swetman. Then we'll speak with five-time National Outlaw Kart champion Cohen McDaniel. And we'll have a conversation with Atlanta Motor Speedway Thursday Thunder champion Cole Denton. But first, let's get to our O'Reilly Auto Parts What's Hot. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. We'll start in South Carolina. Dillon Motor Speedway, Carson Ware got the win there. Timbo Mangum the same at Lancaster. In Georgia, at Screven, it's Casey Roberts. Atlanta Motor Speedway's Thursday Thunder champion lineup, Jensen Jorgensen, Wyatt Coffey, Kyle Bacon, Phillip Young, Bryson Nichols, and Cole Denton all crowned their division's champion. Langley, Virginia, Hampton Heat, once again, Butterbean, Brendan Queen gets the big trophy. Kyler Bear, a winner at Natural Bridge. North Alabama to Chuck Gibson. In North Carolina at Harris, it's LDB, Lloyd Dean Burgess back in victory lane. And after a long one at Caraway, Enoch McNeil got the victory. And race fans, get your tickets now for the August 3rd Z-Max Cars Tour race at North Wilkesboro Speedway. Go to NorthWilkesboroSpeedway.com for tickets and all the information. August 3rd, the Z-Max Cars Tour race in the hills. You gotta be there. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, winner at North Carolina's Rockfish Speedway out there by Fayetteville, North Carolina, Wesley Swetman. He won the 270 and restricted 600 race. Hey, Wesley, welcome to the show. I understand it rained right in the middle of the race. What did they do, stop it? What happened? What did you do during the rain?
Yeah, I had to wait in the car the whole time, and I just, like, had to sit in the car, and then we went on the racetrack, and then we went green straight away so we could get the race done.
Wow. Now hold on a minute. Now, you're inside the car, but if I remember, you're in one of those sprint cars with the wing on the top of the thing like the World of Outlaws cars, but there's no windshield in there. There's no real roof. Or you're getting rained on, and your suit's getting all wet. Is that happening?
My suit's not getting really wet at all. It's just the wing. So if it's raining, it just rains on the wing and it doesn't rain on me at all.
Did you keep your helmet on during that time?
Yeah, I did.
Wow. So Wesley Swetman waits out the rain inside his race car without a radio, because they don't have radios in these things, so couldn't listen to his jams or anything. And then went out on the track. Were you the quick qualifier, the guy that starts up front? How did the race go from start and before you won the thing?
Practice, I got second place. He beat me by like five hundredths or so. And then heat race, on the start, I beat him really fast. So, and then I could get around him. And then the main, we just had to wait for a while. And then, yeah, I just beat him.
Wow. Wesley Swetman taking the win at Rockfish Speedway after the rains. Did it change? The dirt become more muddy, heavier, different to drive than what you were used to earlier?
No, actually, they rolled the track down so it could be the same. And then, yeah, we just went straight back on the racetrack and I beat him.
Well, Wesley Swetman got the win at Rockfish Speedway in North Carolina by Fayetteville in his units-backed 09 270 restricted race car, and a big win for the 13-year-old joining us on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at ProFabrication.com. So you not only race at Rockfish, I've seen you in Pennsylvania, seen you at other tracks. Have you got a track that you like to go to most at this point across the country, not just the home tracks?
Yeah, Port City is one of my favorite tracks at in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It is a really fun track to drive, and I almost won it, but I got second.
So you left something, a little bit more to go back for. Wesley Swetman, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. What makes Port City, the Tulsa track, more fun than others? What do you like about it?
It's just amazing the track to drive. On restricted, you have to race non-wing instead of wing like usual. And you have to use brakes a lot there to get that car in there and rotated.
Wow. So you use the brake to add the way the car grips to the track and makes the turn, not just steering and technique?
Yeah.
How did you learn that?
I don't know, actually. I just kind of figured it out on my own. We had one practice night, and it kind of helped me learn how to race a non-wing restricted car.
Wesley Sweatman, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Winner at Rockfish Speedway, traveler all across the country in his 270 restricted micro sprint race car, a challenger wherever he goes, finishing second at Port City in Tulsa, as he said, and other places. But I understand, even with all the travel you do as a racer, you've been able to hold a straight A student. How do you balance all that? How do you get time to study?
I just get it done when I just do tests and stuff. And then I go outside in the garage, learn how to work on the race cars and get them ready for the next week of racing.
Working on race cars, winning races, traveling, quite a time for 13-year-old Wesley Sweatman, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. What's your favorite subject in school?
Math. I love math. It's really fun to add, subtract, divide and stuff.
And that translates over into racing with the geometry and the different numbers that you have to do, I would think.
Yeah.
Well, Wesley Sweatman definitely got himself a good future going here. He's from South Carolina, winning at Rockfish Speedway in North Carolina, and a whole bunch of sponsors. What part on the race car do you like to work on the most? Are you a guy that likes the shocks, the springs, the tires, the engine? What interests you?
The shocks I'm still learning on, but I say the tires is like the funnest thing to do. Try to act like you're in a NASCAR and like change really fast.
So you like doing the pit crew style stuff, pop them on, pop them off?
Yeah.
And as far as actually what they do for the race car, are you learning how much air pressures and different angles on the tires that will help you around the track?
Yes, sir. So usually I have to put the air in the tires
mm-hmm.
most of the time. I get to learn like how much air to put in the left front or the left rear, and yeah.
All part of learning, and those numbers with air pressure add up to number one. Wesley Sweatman, that number one at Rockfish Speedway last weekend. Find him on social media. Give this young man a follow. A rising star in the micro racing world. Our guest on the ProFab Hotline. Thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
At Hunt Brothers Pizza, you can choose from 10 toppings at no extra charge. In a hurry, call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Find the nearest location at huntbrotherspizza.com and follow me, Joey Logano, all season long.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Restore quality braking and improve stopping performance with parts and advice from the professional parts people. Save money now when you visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, this is PRN's David Stiles. Join me each week when I head over to JC's Garage to talk NASCAR.
As of right now, if I were to name my top five, I could tell you Chase Elliott wouldn't be in that top five with this next-gen car. He has a lot to prove on the road courses with this next-gen car, but I still don't think there's a real out-front leader. I think Tyler Reddick has been outstanding.
That's JC's Garage, wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
Raising country, music from the past.
Hey, it's Kathy Martindale and Paul Shadd on Racing Country.
Hi, I'm Christopher Bell, and this is the fastest 2 hours on the radio, Racing Country. I still have a lot to prove to compete at the level that I want to compete at. We have more to accomplish in the sport, and we want to do better than what we've done the last 2 years.
Racing Country, music from the fast lane.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, the winner of the Open 500 last weekend at English Creek Speedway in Iowa, even though he's from Gaffney, South Carolina, home of Dennis Rambo Franklin. By the way, Dennis, get well soon. Our guest on the ProFab Hotline, Cohen McDaniel. Hey, Cohen, welcome to the show. And with kart tracks everywhere in your home state, I don't think you can look one direction or another without having a kart track somewhere nearby there or up in North Carolina at so many tracks. How did you end up at English Creek Speedway in Iowa last weekend to take the victory? What's the process of getting you from one to the other? Did you just get lost?
Yeah, Dad just drives to pond tracks, I guess.
I guess so. What drew you to English Creek? Why go up there for that event?
I guess really the name, just nationals, and looking at all how many car, what the car count is. I think like 1 year was like 50 cars. It was like 2022, and when I won it, that was a crazy year. 2021, like really unexpected, I won it. But I think the first time I went was 2019, and it was also I love the track really. And that was when I was in like box stock or something. I loved the track. It was a bigger track, kind of a little bit more banking, just really long.
Now, I have a question about Iowa stuff for you within the realm of the racetrack. Cohen McDaniel, Gaffney, South Carolina resident, up at English Creek Speedway in Iowa, wins the Open 500, as you could hear. He's been there a time or two or three or four before that, likes the place. Carolina tracks, a lot of clay, orange, things like that. The times I've been up in Iowa, Illinois, that's blackish dirt up there. What's English Creek like, and why do you like that surface as compared to anywhere else?
The black dirt, really, it can change off and on. Like, I feel like this red dirt, like, will go from really tacky just to straight to slick and dusty, and then the black dirt will go from really packed down, a lot of grip to, I think this time it was like slick on entry, had a lot of drive off. It was a little spot that I kept hitting, a lot of drive off. And I just like how it changes. It could literally just go from changing mid-race to going from qualifying to heat race changing. And I just really like the track because of that. It makes the driver feel better as a person, really.
Yeah, it's got to be a smart driver, and Cohen McDaniel, a fast and smart driver, the Open 500 winner from last weekend at English Creek Speedway in Iowa after making the big trip from his home state in Gaffney, South Carolina. He is also happens to be a five-time national outlaw kart champion, so he's been doing this a while. He's our guest of the profabrication.com hotline. Speaking of profabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at profabrication.com. So keeping track of all the different changes in these different surfaces and things like that, is that part of the thrill of winning, is figuring out that kind of Rubik's cube of what the dirt's going to do, plus the horsepower, plus the challenges of the other drivers trying to do the same? Does that add to a victory when you've kind of read the tea leaves just right?
Yeah, I mean, we had to do a lot of adjustments to the car. I mean, air pressure, wing, really anything, moving the axle. I mean, it was a lot changing because the car's got a handle, but it's also the driver that has to drive it also. It's not all in the car. And that's what I've really got good with, and the quaffles that actually taught me that is throttle control and being smooth on the wheel. Once you figure out throttle control is what, actually I learned throttle control from English Creek because that is it'll get really dry slick on you. And It just helped me a lot, really.
Well, Cohen McDaniel now helping himself to big victories all across the country. Gaffney, South Carolina resident, winner at English Creek, just a stone's throw or so away from Knoxville, Iowa, English Creek Speedway. Up that way, won the Open 500 last weekend. And you mentioned an outlaw kart. Is this kind of like the smaller version of a World of Outlaws car? If we were looking photo to photo, kind of, we would see the similarities?
Yeah, you'll definitely see the similarity in really just the wing and but the chassis is built different, smaller tires, of course, but there's no front wing or anything, and it's just a really small version of a micro and a sprint car, World of Outlaws sprint car.
Wow. Well, it's a handful to handle. And at 13 years old, Cohen McDaniel, our guest of the profabrication.com hotline, handling it from here in his home state in South Carolina all the way up to Iowa and beyond. The five-time national outlaw kart champion, Cohen McDaniel, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Captain America. Now, how do you have that decal on your car? That's an iconic symbol. What brought about having that on your outlaw cart?
I've really always been red, white, and blue America, really, with my wraps, because my pawpaw, he raced and had red, white, and blue all the time. And whenever we were at Millbridge, of course, they do the announcing and victory lane, and they just really just started calling me Captain America out of the blue.
Well, I think it fits pretty darn well. from South Carolina all the way to English Creek Speedway in Iowa, taking victories, Cohen McDaniel, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, and beating guys like Braden Grubel and Gage Stevens last weekend. Got to be a thrill. But did I read something that you actually beat a NASCAR champion earlier this year? What's the story behind that?
It's LB Cobbler you're hearing about. He's really good. He's really he's not someone you want to mess with in racing, because he's talented. I mean, he's really good. He got into dirt, like, I feel like he just got into it and just got good fast, and he started racing at Millbridge and in the wing. And usually, like, the NASCAR people will be running non-wing, but he ran the wing running with us, and he was hard to beat. He was really good. Me and him were battling at the first of the season when we.
What was the handshake like after it? Did you get one from him?
No, you're not going to get one out of him, really.
I was wondering if that happened, but either way, he still got the victory over Kyle earlier in the year. And last weekend, the Open 500 win at English Creek Speedway. Cohen McDaniel from Gaffney, South Carolina, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Can't wait to follow him. You can check him out on Facebook and across the social medias. A driver on the rise. Cohen McDaniel, thanks for taking the time to join us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track on the Performance Racing Network.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up on your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at Z-Max.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
Think you've seen the best of NASCAR in Atlanta?
Have you ever seen anything like that?
Think again. NASCAR returns to Atlanta Motor Speedway for the first round of the Cup Series playoffs. It's high speeds and higher stakes with championship hopes on the line. It's gonna be epic, and the best place to experience it is right here. Don't miss the Quaker State 400 available at Walmart. Kicking off the NASCAR playoffs in an epic way, September 6th through the 8th.
There's more at the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
Speedway Children's Charities raises money through several different avenues. My favorite is the gala.
It's one of those can't-miss events for everybody who attends. And I've been able to raise and distribute over $60 million.
When you have 50 different organizations receiving grants from Speedway Children's Charities, that's far-reaching. And some people think, well, I don't have much money to give. I say, $50 is a lot to give.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple.
Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
And if one child is still in need,
then there's still work to do.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the Young Lions Division champion at Atlanta Motor Speedway's Thursday Thunder for 2024, Cole Denton. Hey, Cole, welcome back to the show. Congratulations on this awesome achievement. What does it feel like to sit on top of the hill here, so to speak, as the Young Lions Division champion for Thursday Thunder?
It feels really amazing, and thank you for having me on the show today. It feels really great to be a Thursday Thunder champion for the first time with a legend. And I got it done 2 years ago, but this is a way bigger achievement for me, and since it's a much bigger division and class. And I think it's just great to be able to go out to Thursday Thunder and get wins consistently and now a championship. So it's really awesome to be able to get that done.
A Bando and now a full Legends Car champion. Our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Cole Denton from Pascagoula, Mississippi, 13 years old. You may have seen pictures with the City Chevrolet 46, the Days of Thunder car graphics that he has on this machine. Cole, I saw that it's 350-plus miles from Pascagoula to Atlanta Motor Speedway each Thursday or Wednesday, a couple of times when they race there. What is that drive like? What does the driver do while mom, dad, or whoever is taking you to Atlanta Motor Speedway? What is your job to do as you're getting ready for, the race coming up? What does the driver do to make sure that his part is done on the drive even?
Sometimes I take naps, but I listen to music and watch for deer.
I think I read somewhere that you guys have to leave Wednesday night, so it's an all-night drive or so to be able to get in position to race on Thursday. What does that do for the driver as far as, do you have to prepare Monday, Tuesday? Are you watching video games at home, playing iRacing? How does a 13-year-old prepare to go on a 350-mile drive into the darkness and then race at one of the premier facilities in all of U.S. Legends Racing?
Well, depending on the track, like Atlanta, I'll test at Atlanta on there with the new Atlanta on iRacing. And then sometimes I'll test at South Boston for Cordell because it's really similar. And listen to music, lots of music, and 80s and 70s rock. And then sleep, lots of water. That's really all you can do when you have to drive all night. So,
well, if he's got some good 80s and 70s rock, I'm sure that's part of that success as somebody who liked that stuff back then and still now. Atlanta Motor Speedway, Thursday Thunder, Young Lions Division champion Cole Denton joining us on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at ProFabrication.com. So the Days of Thunder car, one that is beautiful to watch, but I understand there was one time where you and the car and the axle didn't work out. I know you won four races, but there was one that wasn't a good one. What was wrong with the axle, and why did it leave you in mid-race?
I'm not 100% positive why, but it's pressed on the collar that holds the axle in place. It's pressed onto the axle with a couple thousand tons of force. Well, it somehow came off of the axle, and the whole axle assembly with the brake and everything on it.
So when this is happening, what is the driver doing? You got parts falling off. How are you, are waiting to hit the wall, flip? What is those moments like as you figure out, hey, I'm about to lose my axle, or I am losing it?
It was kind of crazy because I'm just running out front. I'm really fast. My car's just now getting to where it's perfect. And then right when I see the halfway come out, I'm coming out of four, and then my car just squats and the whole rear end spins around. And I'm like, and then I see my tire flying by on the other side. So I was like, okay, why did my axle fly off, and how did that just happen? And then I had to watch out for the cars that came around the corner, and sadly, one hit me. But that was really scary when Bryce was behind me because he was coming out of the corner at full speed, so he's not going slow enough to miss me. So that's the scary part, is when they're all coming around that corner at you. It's a lot more scarier than when the axle flies off.
Well, luckily, the officials have radio communication into the driver's helmets. They're able to tell the drivers, and they all got slowed up enough that Cole Denton wasn't harmed in that wild incident at Atlanta Motor Speedway on his way to being the Young Lions Division champion on Thursday Thunder, their series that runs throughout the early part of the summer. He is the City Chevrolet 46th, just like in the movie Days of Thunder car driver. How many times have you watched Days of Thunder, Cole?
Probably anywhere from 50 to 100. Wow. I've watched it a bunch.
Well, what is your favorite movie line? What's the one that you say, from Days of Thunder, what's the one that you like the most?
I'd say either eating ice cream or hitting the pace car.
Both good things for a 13-year-old trying to win championships. You got to be up close enough to the pace car to hit it if you're in that zone. And having some ice cream, never a bad deal, especially at the good refreshment stands at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Cole Denton on the profabrication.com hotline. The Atlanta Motor Speedway Thursday Thunder Young Lions Division champion joining us here. And we're next now. Thursday Thunder's over. Will you run Cordial some? Do you go test a late model? What's kind of in your future?
A couple Atlanta races and a couple Cordial, and then the national event, really. We don't have a lot of races now. After July's over, it's kind of going to slow down and only have a couple races left for the season. So we really don't know what we're going to do yet, but we know we're going to be at Cordial for the last couple races and Atlanta. So that's really what we have to look forward to. And then the national event in October, is it?
Yeah. Where can we keep up with you on the internet so we can follow your schedule?
ColeDentonRacing.com on Google or any search platform. And Cole Denton Racing on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
He is a good one to follow. And all of the rest of the Young Lions division followed him all the way to his championship. Atlanta Motor Speedway, Thursday Thunder, Young Lions division champion, Cole Denton from Pascagoula, Mississippi. Thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Save money today on your next full synthetic oil change at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get a $10 gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for just $35.95. Our professional parts people can recommend the oil change supplies you need at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines for the 4th annual Women with Drive, driven by Mobil 1 Summit, taking place in Indianapolis, Indiana, December 9th through the 11th to kick off PRI Show Week. As a property of Women in Motorsports North America, this conference brings together both women and men to discuss the current issues and needs to advance opportunities for a more diverse and inclusive environment to help grow the motorsports industry. Head to womenwithdrivesummit.com to learn more and register now.
Hi, this is Doug Rice. Join me for the latest edition of Fast Talk.
I wondered, okay, was that real or was that something that just happened in a test session? Well, they proved it was real yesterday.
Let me tell you something. Testing and seat of pants and being in a car on a racetrack still pays off dividends when you go back to a racetrack.
We have to make sure that we're racing in a market that's going to, percentage-wise, probably give us a good weather weekend.
It's Fast Talk right here on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Summer is a great time to get out and support grassroots racing. Great races, great fun, all kinds of things to eat, drink, and just enjoy yourself. I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was presented by Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.